Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Payments News. My name is Cindy and today is February 20, 2020. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments in fintech. If you have some news in payments and fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about Nuve to sell credit card to Israel's Max Group. Radar payments launched by BPC at MPE. World Remit announces partnership with Vero Money. Deutsche Bank launches digital FX platform for corporate clients in Sri Lanka. Open Banking deepens its SMB accounting, lending presence. How streamlined B2B e-commerce payments boost sales for event vendors. Making cash flow management a priority for young firms. Combating commercial cards' need for the personal guarantee. Now let's get started. Nuve to sell credit card to Israel's Max Group. Payment technology company Nuve has signed an agreement to sell credit card to Israeli financial institution Max Group. Credit card offers payment gateway services to Israeli businesses. In 2019, Nuve took over credit card as part of its $889 million acquisition of Safe Charge International Group. The agreement will also provide Max's local commercial customers with access to Nuve's payment acquiring network in North America, Europe, Latin America, and Asia-Pacific regions. The move will help them to transact in 150 currencies and around 250 alternative payment methods. In turn, Nuve's merchants can connect to Max's acquiring services in Israel. Radar payments launched by BPC at MPE. BPC has launched Radar Payments, a paytech, offering white-label payment processing capability with a focus on new means of payments including in-store and online payments. Radar Payments is a radar which identifies new opportunities, leveraging on compliance and various payment means on behalf of financial institutions, PSPs, fintechs, banks, acquirers, and issuers. It aims to simplify the management of multiple ecosystem players by providing a one-stop platform for end-to-end omni-channel payment processing. The solution is available to its clients in three varieties: Payment as a Service, PaaS, build on it. Software as a Service, SaaS, consume it. Processing as a Service, migrate to it. As per IBS Intelligence, the company is also working with its partners in developing new checkout experiences, including paying in installments or through third-party financing. World Remit announces partnership with Vero Money. Digital international money transfer company World Remit has announced a partnership with Vero Money, the fintech in digital banking in the U.S. The partnership will enable Vero customers direct access in the Vero app to the World Remit service, making it easy for Vero customers to send money abroad directly from their mobile phones. The collaboration brings together two fintechs with the shared objective to deliver modern banking and money transfer services to consumers in a cost-effective way. Changing customer wants and needs are evidenced by the fact that 9 out of 10 mobile banking users in the U.S. prefer to use apps over going into a physical branch, and 68% of millennials said they could see their smartphone replacing their physical wallet. While typical use of mobile banking apps include checking balances and paying bills, 57% of mobile banking users said they make money transfers via their mobile phone. With World Remit's correspondent network reaching more than 150 countries and connected to multiple payout methods for recipients including bank deposits, mobile wallets, cash pickup, mobile airtime top-up, the tie-up between Vero and World Remit is good news for consumers. Deutsche Bank launches digital FX platform for corporate clients in Sri Lanka. Deutsche Bank has announced it is investing in Sri Lanka and launching a major push into the corporate client market, with the rollout of a new digitally enhanced Forex platform. The rollout marks the bank's first step in introducing a suite of digital FX solutions for its corporate clients in Sri Lanka. E-commerce customization is driving a change in payments currency, and supply chains across Asia are demanding banks and payment service providers to enable local currency payment. By mid-year, Deutsche Bank Sri Lanka aims to be on par with other Deutsche Bank branches across Asia where clients can pay in local currency between two Asia markets, reducing the FX execution costs to a single conversion along with a faster delivery between the branch network. In addition to introducing the enhanced FX platform, the bank is also extending FX API technology to local clients. This means they can connect the bank's platform into their own direct sales e-commerce infrastructure, while the bank supports them in pre- and post-trade activities. Globally, Deutsche Bank most often sees API used by clients to expand their own B2B and B2C sales offering by introducing a wider range of currencies for online transactions. This provides end customers with greater choice around payment currency and often local currency as preferred, given USD currency movement can affect price point. More upgrades are planned in the rest of the year to further enhance the foreign currency payment offering for both inbound and outbound payments in Sri Lanka rupee, LKR. Open Banking deepens its SMB accounting, lending presence. As open banking spreads further into the small business (SMB) financial services market, accounting and lending platforms are taking advantage. This week's exploration of the latest in bank fintech collaborations and data integrations finds an opportunity for accounting portals to drive customer loyalty through data connectivity, while lenders embrace strengthened risk mitigation by looping directly into borrower data. Plus, a major U.S. bank sets its data sharing rules for fintech firms. JP Morgan sets fintech data deadline. As the U.S. continues a steady migration toward open banking, financial institution JP Morgan Chase has reportedly set a deadline for third-party fintech firms to access its customers' data. Reports in Reuters, citing unnamed sources, said that the bank has set a deadline of July 30 for fintech firms to sign data access agreements, and will require those fintech firms to support an initiative that would have them stop using customers' own passwords to access their bank data as a way to power the firm's solutions. If fintech firms don't agree, JP Morgan will bar them from accessing the information, reports said, as well as screen scraping tools. A spokesperson for the bank confirmed reports, noting that JP Morgan had already signed agreements that cover about 95% of data access requests. FreshBooks Inc.'s tax integration deal. Small business accounting platform FreshBooks recently announced an agreement to integrate with TaxFile, a data-sharing arrangement that aims to automate tax prep for small business owners. TaxFile will integrate with FreshBooks to streamline data aggregation and eliminate the need for manual data entry, the companies said in their announcement. In the press release, TaxFile emphasized the value-added opportunities that data integration presents in the small business fintech space and not only for the small business end user. Based on other partnerships in this realm, TaxFile has found that when bookkeeping services integrate a tax filing function into their platform's, customer churn drops by about 30% month over month, the announcement stated. 0. Square integrate for faster invoice payments. In another fintech integration announcement, small business accounting platform Xero announced that payments company Square will support connectivity that allows invoices sent via Xero to include built-in Square payments functionality. When invoices are paid via Square, transaction data is then automatically added into the Xero platform. The integration also expands visibility for small business owners and accountants into daily sales via Square Point of Sale technology, a move that deepens the connection between SMBs' front and back offices. Simply Complete's first open banking funding. Small business lending company Simply Asset Finance recently announced that it has completed its first funding deal using open banking. simply said that one of its small business customers provided permission for the lender to access its banking data, which enabled Simply to connect directly with digital financial statements for enhanced underwriting and an accelerated process. In a statement, Simply COO Ylva Ortengren said that open banking and data integrations can expand a lender's view of a small business beyond the credit score. Open banking gives us the insight we need, and makes the journey quicker and easier for the customer, Ortengren said. Funding Exchange unlocks SMB data for loan quotes. UK small business lending marketplace Funding Exchange announced this week its adoption of open banking to personalize small business loan quotes on its platform through a collaboration with AccountScore. Reports in the FinTech Times said that Funding Exchange will be able to unlock small business financial data to enhance the process through which SMB applicants are presented with loan offers, an initiative that the marketplace's CEO Katrine Herling said would reduce friction and accelerate the loan decisioning process. Data and analytics firm AccountScore will facilitate the data integration via its open banking solution. In another statement, AccountScore CEO Emma Steele said, "It is wonderful to see the growth of open banking in the SMB arena." How streamlined B2B e-commerce payments boost sales for event vendors. Hosting trade shows and corporate fundraisers is a $5 billion annual business in the US, but successfully orchestrating these events often involves overcoming payment challenges. That's because event planners must outfit venues on the go, making payments and adjusting orders without worrying about handling paper-based invoices. In the B2B e-commerce report, Lillian Shen of B2B furniture rental firm Court Events explains how visualization tools and access to swift mobile purchasing options can enable fast, flexible event planning. Businesses hold many events, covering everything from trade shows and board meetings to client dinners and fundraisers. Ensuring proceedings come together requires scheduling, coordinating participants' transportation, securing speakers, finding and furnishing venues, and more. Corporations would often rather hand that planning and management work off to professionals. This demand is evidenced by the $5 billion the United States B2B and B2C events and party planning space generated in 2019. These firms do not operate in a vacuum, and plenty of companies are eager to supply the needed drapes, tables, seating, and other furnishings. Such rental companies cannot hope that compelling arrays of goods will be enough to secure business. They must also ensure their offerings are easy to access, learn about, and pay for, and that means having strong B2B e-commerce presences. PYMNTS recently caught up with Lillian Shen, Director of Marketing at B2B furniture rental firm Court Events, to learn more about how flexible, digital B2B sales channels and visual supports are key to sealing the deal with event planners. Her clients need to quickly receive pricing quotes and discover new items or risk falling behind schedule. Moving our business to the online space allows us to maximize our ability to serve our customers, reduces their downtime, and allows us to provide them real-time updates to their needs, she said. Encouraging purchasing fast and on the fly. Court Events supports planners designing everything from 20-person executive meetings in remote locations to national conferences in major cities. Its offerings thus need to be accessible for event planners nationwide. Planning professionals are often moving between prospective venues or visiting different clients and must be able to rapidly browse and order items from the road. Mobile services are needed for clients to easily do business with furniture rental companies, Shen explained. That includes supporting mobile checkout as well as using digital channels to provide design trends and product release updates or to quickly respond to client requests. A planner can be on a site visit and realize, I need an account for this piece of the venue space, and can go online and adjust the order and get that change immediately, she said. Prospective customers' speed demands have made self-serve e-commerce a valuable sales channel, she added. Event planners can easily check out online and pay with credit cards, rather than waiting to receive invoices and use paper checks. The company works with a major credit processor that handles payment data and its encryption. Customers typically pay with card transactions online through our systems. It's the quickest way for them, Shen said. Going digital at checkout can also make documentation easier. The credit card payment is directly connected with the quotes we provide, so everything is right there, she said. It's a single click. We try to keep everything compact and straightforward for the customer to digest. Event planners are not homogeneous, however, and serving a wide variety of clients requires meeting many different needs, including offering invoices to those who want them and personalizing sales methods. Some clients prefer to peruse items online but then finalize by calling in their orders or submitting requests for representatives to contact them, for example, while others are eager to handle the whole process online without such interactions. Making it visual. B2B suppliers can also use e-commerce to leverage digital tools and help make the selection process easier for clients. Decision-making around furniture and decor is often influenced by visuals, with event planners wanting to project how everything might look on-site. Court Events provides a spatial planning tool through which clients can create 2D and 3D virtual mock-ups of their meeting spaces and arrange models of furniture and other items. Converting this offering into sales requires a quick, smooth transition between the tool and checkout, Shen explained, so the company connected its visualization services to its shopping cart so customers can quickly rent what they model. Reducing the steps between customers viewing items and checking out is a guiding principle for Court Events and it is currently playing a starring role in the firm's e-commerce refresh efforts. The firm aims to develop shoppable dynamic catalogs that event planners can peruse to view photos or videos of items and events and then click on anything that catches their fancy to be immediately directed to the purchasing page. We really focus on developing media and that enhanced shoppability, where a consumer can go through our inspiration gallery and see all the images of events past, of renderings that we've done, of this type of event may do well with these pairings, suggestions and the new trends, such as, green is very prominent in 2020, Shen said. It's very visual. We want them to go there to enhance their knowledge in the design space while being also able to transition from, that looks great, to, I want to rent exactly what that picture looks like. Put it in the cart. Give me everything and let's go. Encouraging prospective clients to quickly move from idea generation to payment could be especially effective in an industry in which 62% of event planning professionals have said finding fresh ideas is a top priority. Because of the ever-shifting industry trends, customers want somewhere they can go where they can get inspired and make purchases happen, too, Shen said. Planners work hard to get their events off the ground, making quick decisions and responding to any hurdles that pop up. These pressures make it all the more critical that event supply companies seeking to serve these planners provide flexibility as well. Mobile tools and platforms equipped with digital supports that seamlessly turn ideas into rentals can be critical for B2B furniture and decor providers. The right e-commerce offerings thus might be just what it takes to reach modern event planners and help them make corporate events a success. Making cash flow management a priority for young firms. Late payments are a pain point for businesses everywhere, but the UK has emerged as an epicenter in the fight against ever-expanding days payable outstanding, DPO. From fintech solutions to legislation, new efforts to combat delayed invoice payments continue to emerge and yet the problem continues to worsen. The most recent research from UK Small Business Challenger Bank Tide found that each small business is owed an average of more than $11,000 in outstanding invoices, and small business owners are spending an average of 90 minutes each day chasing down unpaid bills. Cash flow is crucial for SMEs, and just a few late payments can tip them into danger of becoming insolvent, stated Tide Chief Executive Oliver Prill in an interview with smallbusiness.co.uk. Indeed, the late payments epidemic is heightening awareness of the importance of cash flow management, but, according to Tony Dare, MD of Pulse Cash Flow Finance, full understanding continues to lag, particularly among young businesses. I do think more education and awareness around the importance of cash flow management and its impact on the success or failure of a business is needed, Dare recently told PYMNTS. When a business first starts, the focus is always going to be on sales and revenue. However, many businesses fail because of poor cash flow management. The late payments blame game. Late payments are often identified as the biggest impediment to smooth cash flow. Indeed, Dare described late payments as the most obvious barrier to this achievement. In the UK, regulatory efforts to tackle late supplier payments range from naming and shaming large corporates that pay their suppliers to a recent bill proposal that would allow authorities to fine perpetual late payers. Many of these initiatives focus on the largest conglomerates that are accused of using their small suppliers as a source of free financing, stretching out payment terms to manage their own cash flows to the detriment of vendors. While corporate payers certainly have a responsibility to pay their suppliers on time, Dare noted that the suppliers themselves also have a responsibility to accelerate their accounts receivable flows. While the blame publicly lies at the door of the late-paying customer, there is a lot that businesses can do to try and alleviate late payments, she said. Businesses must strike a balance between pursuing a customer's next order and ensuring that a client's past order has been paid for a difficult achievement, Dare acknowledged, but one made possible through internal controls that promote better collections practices. The clear communication of payment terms, efficient and timely invoicing upon delivery of goods or services, and consistent follow-up are all essential to suppliers combating their own late payments challenges. Too often, however, small suppliers can fall behind on these efforts and, according to Dare, vendors can inadvertently encourage their own customers' late payments behavior. Poor internal credit control processes do not promote good practice, she said. It demonstrates that getting paid is not high on the agenda. Finding balance through financing. Regulatory initiatives like those seen in the UK are an important piece of the puzzle of combating late payments. Yet they can also backfire, Dare noted, for instance, that efforts in the UK to encourage corporates to commit to paying on time have simply led some businesses to extend their payment terms. In addition to suppliers implementing enhanced collections practices, Dare said businesses can also take control of their own late payments hurdles by embracing tools like invoice finance. Companies must be sure to wield such tools appropriately. However, as Dare noted, invoice financing is not an adequate solution to late payments. Invoice finance should not be used to compensate for the outcome of bad practices, such as late payment, she said. This is using it improperly, and funders have a role in discouraging this activity. Dare isn't the first to warn against the dangers of using trade financing products like invoice finance or supply chain finance to address late payments pain points. Some analysts argue that the use of invoice finance by suppliers, or buyers' adoption of supply chain finance programs, can actually encourage delayed invoice payments. But what invoice financing can optimize, she said, is cash flow management. When used properly, the tool can unlock capital and smooth out cash flow lumps that businesses of all sizes inevitably endure. As B2B suppliers, financial service providers and regulators continue to explore new strategies in combating late payments, awareness continues to grow of late payments' negative impact on corporate cash flow management and on the importance for young businesses to prioritize cash flow strategies. According to Dare, data will become an increasingly important part of addressing the cash flow bottlenecks caused by late payments and other factors, like seasonality or supply chain disruptions, with initiatives like open banking introducing even more opportunities for cash flow optimization. These data integration innovations mean we can choose to make our data more accessible to firms we are interested in working with, said Dare. In my view, it can only improve the knowledge of, and access to, a wider range of options. Combating commercial cards' need for the personal guarantee. In fast-growth small businesses, the focus is on expanding the top line, not tackling the paper chase in the back office. Yet, without the resources to invest in finance teams, many firms simply maintain the status quo of unaudited spend, the end result being a lot of wasted spend. It's an area of business spend friction that is driving a newfound resurgence in commercial card innovation that the card industry hasn't seen in decades, with fintech firms stepping in to take advantage of card transaction data. However, according to Eric Glyman, CEO and co-founder of corporate card company Ramp, commercial card products continue to encourage businesses to spend more, not less, and they are often unable to address the particular spend management challenges of fast-growing businesses. For companies between 40 and 250 employees, there is a really big unmet need, and a lot of wasted spend, Glyman recently told Karen Webster. Businesses are at the point where they're maximizing their key product offering, trying to grow revenue, and their finance teams are stretched. They don't have the manpower to audit expenses, which can get out of whack, for one reason or another. The biggest culprits of waste. There are two areas that Glyman identified that often cause the greatest waste of spend for companies in which commercial cards have a significant opportunity for optimization: enterprise software spend and employee expenses. In the software arena, duplicate subscriptions and opaque pricing models are costing businesses thousands of dollars. Glyman pointed to one company, for example, that had 7 outstanding subscriptions for the same software product. In another case, he highlighted a firm that was paying several hundred dollars a month for a software product that had offered an unlimited subscription package for only $99. Businesses are overpaying for a lot of duplicate software, he said. It wasn't that this company wasn't thinking about this. It's that it had so many clients to manage, and no one had looked at the prices of software it was using in years. One particular software product adding weight to companies' bottom lines is expense management, an area of business spend filled with friction points. Continued reliance on employees footing the bill and the use of a company debit card or ACH means a lost opportunity to capture cashback rebates, as well as capture employee transaction data directly to ensure purchases are authorized and optimized. Expensive third-party software solutions can struggle to capture high-quality card transaction data in real time, too. For Ramp, there are several opportunities to optimize spend in this space. One is to offer its own, integrated expense management platform for free, reducing spend for clients in the form of software and data capture costs. It also means automating product price comparison to ensure that workers can choose the most affordable option. In addition to cashback rewards, identifying duplicate subscriptions, analyzing spend patterns, and data entry automation can all inflate savings significantly, noted Glyman. Nixing the personal guarantee. Migrating business spend to a commercial card generates valuable transaction data, but taking full advantage of that data is often easier said than done. Data integration is key to automated data entry, spend analytics, and the like, but there is another major area of opportunity for commercial cards to tackle, which has historically been one of the biggest challenges for business owners: personal guarantees. Unless a business is at least 5 years old, its credit profile is likely quite thin, leaving banks to rely on personal guarantees to underwrite an account. That leaves an individual, like a business owner, on the hook for a company's debt, even though an individual's own credit profile is an inaccurate prediction of whether a company will succeed or fail. Glyman recalled his own experience with this pain point. When Paribus, a price protection company that he had previously founded, was acquired by Capital One in 2016, the merger temporarily caused some inefficiencies in managing Paribus card payments. A missed payment led to Glyman, who provided the personal guarantee on Paribus company card, receiving a collections call for a six-figure payment. A personal guarantee is a scary thing, and can really creep up on people, he said. With the changes that have happened in underwriting and risk assessment, it's just one of the things that should go. Data integration capabilities now allow companies like Ramp to connect directly into a firm's bank data, using actual cash positions to assess creditworthiness. This is one of the most significant advances in commercial card technology that Glyman has seen as of late, not only enabling banks to use a company's actual cash position to underwrite an account, but allowing for dynamic credit limits based on that account's changing cash flows. Commercial cards continue to gain traction in business spend, particularly as fintech firms step in with value-added opportunities in spend analytics and rewards programs. Yet, with issues like data capture limitations and the continued use of personal guarantees, the corporate card space has a long way to go to optimize business spend. For Glyman, by shifting corporate card products goals from encouraging businesses to spend more to incentivizing them to spend less, the payment tool can accelerate adoption by tackling pain points that other payment rails cannot. We should make it easier for businesses to spend less, and use money on things that grow their business, rather than spend money on products trying to monetize them and take their cash away, he said. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again PayCademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.